Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We've got a jam-packed show today, so I will waste no time, except I must say first to Eric, what a lovely day to take your dog for a walk.
What a lovely day to do just
to
about
do anything.
Outside. Yeah, it's gorgeous today.
Yeah. So we have two guests today, actually. Our first guest, who is with us now, is Don Lewis, who is one of the directors of a new documentary about the world's ugliest dog competitions. Hi, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Hey, Seattle.
So, hi, Don. So we're enjoying the sun here, which we don't get too much of, especially coming out of the winter. So we're all excited about your movie, Worst in Show, which is playing in Seattle this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Northwest Film Forum, which is on Capitol Hill between Pike and Pine. I believe it's on 12th. And this is a documentary about the world's ugliest dog competition of 2010.
Yep, that's right. I live in Petaluma, California, which is about 40 miles north of San Francisco. And every summer, the local fair puts on the world's ugliest dog contest. And they've been doing that for over 30 years. And, my partner and I had done some other documentary films, and we were trying to think of something to do. And it just kind of struck us one day. We're like, everybody knows what these dogs look like when they win. You know, their faces get plastered all over the news, but nobody knows who the owners are. So that kind of piqued our interest, and off we went. And it ended up being a lot more interesting than we ever imagined.
Oh, I bet. Now,
people are a little competitive.
I recently interviewed a trainer, actually, from the East Coast, and he's written a book called Your Dog is Your Mirror. Now, did you find that to be the case with the world's ugliest dog competition?
A little bit. You know, a lot of these dogs, they're just very sweet and just kind of along for the ride, and the owners take it very seriously.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it would be very nice for me to say that the dogs and the owners look alike, but there is one dog that has a mohawk, and so does his owner.
Yeah. So,
it's a competitive thing, though, and the dogs, you know, dogs aren't really competitive. Dogs, you know, they kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, they don't care. Well, yeah, I mean, they do if it's like a sport or something, then you can kind of see that come out. But for this type of thing, I don't think the dogs really have any idea.
No, they don't. But, you know, it's funny. You watch the movie and you'll see, like, a lot of them, they don't know exactly what's going on, but they know people are giving them attention and a lot of love when they're up on the stage, and they really respond to that. So that's a positive.
They show it off, show off their bad looks.
Well, exactly.
So this is, you know, arguable that people would say, well, the dogs aren't ugly, but for the purposes of the competition, now who's judging these dogs? Now, these are pretty gnarly looking dogs, oftentimes hairless or partially hairless, dogs with huge underbites or their tongues are hanging out or something like that. So who is judging this? And I can't believe they've been going on for like 30 years.
Oh, yeah, it's been going on for a long time, and they usually have celebrity judges. You know, I honestly, for the life of me, I didn't recognize any of these celebrities from last year. They were kind of D-listers.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, celebrity judges and usually a local city councilman or something like that. And the dogs are all over the map. I mean, for a long time, the Chinese Crested kind of ruled the roost and was the winning dog every year. And a couple of years ago, if you look on our website, which is worstinshowmovie.com, you'll see a dog named Pabst, who won in 2009. He's a dog with a really big underbite. He's a really good-looking dog. He's got a massive underbite. He kind of turned the tables on everybody and won. And then I don't want to give away too much, but the dog who won last year is an incredible dog with a really, really amazing story.
Yeah.
You were talking about how, you know, maybe it's you know, a little off-color, maybe not nice to say a dog is ugly, but, you know, these are uncommon-looking dogs. And a lot of them have trouble being adopted from shelters, and a lot of these dogs are adopted from shelters, and they end up entering the contest. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always
and
nice.
The woman who wins, I don't want to give it away. I shouldn't even have said woman, but the person who wins, the dog that she rescued, it literally changes everything about her life. It's incredible. You know, when we were filming it, we couldn't believe how lucky we got that, you know, the story unfolded before our eyes.
Mm-hmm. So you follow four of the contestants who are competing in this, correct?
Right.
And how long do you follow them?
Oh, man, we started, I can't believe it's been a year. I mean, we started over a year, actually, you know, we started looking at different dogs, looking at different people's backgrounds. One of the guys in the film is a great guy. His name's Dane Andrew. He's been doing this for over 30 years since the contest started. He's had a dog after dog. So he's been doing it for a long time. He's like the veteran Tiger Woods of the ugly dog circuit. So we knew we had to get him. And then there was a guy, like I mentioned, the guy with the mohawk. He shaved his head to look like his dog's.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew we had to get him because it was his first year. His puppy, Icky's only about 6 months old in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pabst, who was the upset winner. And then this other dog, his name's Winston. He's a beautiful German shepherd with a really unfortunate scar on his head from Hurricane Katrina. But his owners rescued him after the storm and brought him up here to Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good story, too.
We try to get diverse. Yeah, what? We weren't trying to exploit anybody. We just wanted four very diverse personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And we got really lucky because it turned out that Dane, the guy who's been doing it for 30 years, and the Pabst's owner, Miles, really don't like each other.
Well, there's no shortage of drama. No shortage of drama for this type of thing.
No. It's surprising, isn't it, though?
Yeah. We interviewed a while ago when the first show started. It was about 2 years ago, probably, the producer or director-producer of a documentary called Wiener Takes All, and it's about the wiener dog races.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it's like the same thing. I mean, it's, you know, different venue, but the people element tends to be similar across whatever the competition is. You know, the people take it really seriously and they get so competitive, and then there's always drama between, you know, at least two people, and the dogs are just kind of like, all right, whatever.
I know, exactly. And I mean, I don't know what the prize is for the wiener dog race, but for the ugly dog contest, the world's ugliest dog, it's only about $1,000. And so it's mostly, you know, the fame and fortune. I mean, the Petaluma Fair gets just overrun with people from all over the world, video cameras, you know, people coming from Japan, Germany, Mexico, you know, to film the winner and put them on the front page of the news or be on a news broadcast. So it surprised us how, I mean, I've been to the contest, but I've never really looked at it from that media point of view. I mean, people are crazy about this stuff all throughout the world.
Yeah. Do people travel from long distances to participate in the contest?
Yeah, they sure do. They come mostly from the United States. This year, there's a dog named Cuda. It's a dog on the East Coast. It's a pit bull of some kind with a massive underbite. And it's got some kind of, I don't know what's wrong with it, some kind of spinal issue. It looks kind of to me like a tube of toothpaste that got squeezed from the bottom up. Like it's got, its back legs are small and kind of deformed, but its chest is built out. And she's coming out from New York to compete this year. And she did a crowdfunding thing online to raise money to cover her expenses to come out. So she's coming, and she's kind of our favorite to win, I think. That's a strange-looking dog.
Now, that brings up a good question. Now, given that these dogs are rather strange-looking, is there some sort of watch for that the dogs have to meet, you know, that have to be healthy, like they can't be ugly because they're sick?
Oh, yeah, there is. It's in our documentary. A couple years ago, there was a dog named Gus who was missing an eye, might have been blind, missing a leg, and had cancer.
Uh-huh.
And the people came out and entered him in the contest to raise money, you know, to pay for his cancer treatment, and they won. But people really got upset, you know, that this dog was dying and was ill. So now that the Petaluma Fairgrounds have been really careful, they do a vet check for every single dog that's in the competition to make sure the owner didn't take some horrible, you know, pop out an eye or pop off a leg or something.
Right.
But also just to make sure their hearts are healthy. I mean, there's a lot of people watching them and cheering for them. And, you know, a lot of dogs didn't make the cut last year. They got turned away.
Mm. How many dogs were entered into the competition?
You know what? I'm not sure, but I'd say a good 50.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. Yeah, it's a pretty big event.
From all over the country.
From all over. Yeah, it's coming up this year, the new one. We're going to have a new, well, unless the winter repeats, we'll have June 23rd, which is a Friday, so about a month away.
Uh-huh. Now, is this broadcast on television, or do people just have to find out what the results are afterwards?
Yeah, it's not broadcast. They should do that. It's a good idea. Animal Planet was a sponsor for a while, but after that year with Gus, the dog with cancer, the Animal Planet ran a show, and people just got really upset and called in and complained, and they ended up pulling the show, and we haven't seen Animal Planet around since.
Yeah, I could see that. We're
really excited to be bringing the movie to Seattle. Seattle's such a dog-friendly city. I think a lot of people, you know, are going to love the film.
Oh, yeah.
Parts of the door are going to the Seattle Humane Society, so it is a benefit.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great.
Yeah,
so the showing
yeah,
is
a lot of fun.
The showing is Sunday at 4 p.m., and this is at the Northwest Film Forum, which is on Capitol Hill neighborhood in Seattle, right between Pike and Pine. And you can go to nwfilmforum.com or .org, I think it is. And I've posted links to this, to the movie trailer, and also to how to get tickets on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page. So you can either search for it. Worst in Show Movie is the website. Again, that's worstinshowmovie.com. You can search for the Northwest Film Forum. I know tickets are on sale through Brown Paper Tickets. And like I said, I've got links to all of that on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page. So if you're on Facebook, you can just search for the Dog Talk Show. Like us if you haven't yet, and you can click on the links and get tickets easily that way. Are tickets available also at the door?
Yeah, there'll be tickets at the door. I think that's a pretty big venue. So I think, I mean, I'd love to see it full, but I'm not expecting, you know, 300 or 400 people. So yeah, people should just come on down.
Well, we love our dogs in Seattle, so don't be surprised.
I hope so. I mean, it'd be great to see people. And it's so funny because, like you said, you know, it's about ugly dogs, and that kind of maybe, you know, no pun intended, raises the hackles on some people. But it really is a very heartwarming story about a woman who, you know, this dog, I'm not kidding. I'm not overselling it. It changes her life.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And like you said, all the dogs now are checked by vets to make sure that they're healthy and cared for and that they are just born beautifully ugly the way that they are. Or
they just look a little different.
Yeah, that's right. Just different.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Don, and for getting in touch. Again, the website is worstinshowmovie.com, and you can find all the information, too, on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page. And there's also a link to purchase tickets online as well. And that is being played this Sunday at the Northwest Film Forum in Capitol Hill neighborhood in Seattle, just between Pike and Pine on 12th. So check that out if you're looking for something fun to do Sunday afternoon. Come watch this movie. It sounds great. You can also view the trailer on the website, too, worstinshowmovie.com. Well, Don.
And John and I will be there. I'm the director, and John Beck's my co-director, and we'll both be there, too, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. Well, I hope it's a great showing, and thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Dave Merrick and his products Nutrix about cognitive dysfunction syndrome, how to improve brain function for senior dogs. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, part two of our Memorial Day programming. Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, joins me, and we'll pick up where we left off 2 weeks ago, discussing end-of-life issues with our animal friends. But the majority of the show will be open phone lines, so Kim can help you talk with your dearly departed animal or human loved ones on the other side. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I looked in your eyes, and I was no more a failure. You looked so wacky and wise. And I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just walking my dog.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're going to switch gears here now from our last interview and talk with Dave Merrick, who's the general manager and co-founder of Quincy Animal Health and their product Nutrix, which is to support brain function for senior dogs and to help treat cognitive dysfunction syndrome. Well, oh, I think we may have lost Dave. No, welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, and it's great actually to follow a topic like you just had because you know, we just love our dogs, and I'm not much to look at either, and my dogs just love me. They think I'm very handsome.
Well, I'm so happy to be talking to you today because I learned so much from our conversation earlier about a week ago, And I've actually think that, you know, in hindsight, have known some dogs who did have cognitive dysfunction syndrome, which is more common than one might think in older dogs. And you've got a really great product that is designed to help support what's missing in the nervous system to help help dogs' brain function, especially as they're older.
Yeah, Julie, thank you. It does. And we're very excited. I grew up in veterinary medicine. My dad is recently retired veterinarian, and his father and three brothers all practiced. And I have just love animal health. And to realize, in the United States, there are over 28 million senior pets that have at least one clinical sign of this, what they call cognitive dysfunction syndrome, mm-hmm. CDS. It's better known as old dog syndrome or doggy's Alzheimer's, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 9 million of these pets that are seeing the veterinarian. So at the animal hospitals, they've got at least 300 patients that have this issue. And a lot of times it's diagnosed it has specific symptoms, mm-hmm. and you know, as the increase in the quality of veterinary care has increased the lifespan and of our pets, they're living longer, healthier, but along with that comes that greater incidences of diseases of old age,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we love our senior pets, and common symptoms. That the pets now are a little bit more confused. They're staring into space. They're starting to urinate in the house when they didn't before, having accidents in the house,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't do that before. Another common one is the sleep pattern changes.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, the dog gets up at night a couple times, barking or panting, and at first, people think, she's got to go outside of the bathroom. And they don't necessarily want to go outside, or they'll go out and come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the day, they'll go outside, forget that they need to go to the bathroom, come in, and go.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that is very common is getting stuck in the corners. Mm-hmm. They can't navigate as well out of those corners, and they'll start to whimper. And literally, pet owners have to go over and turn their pet around, and the pet is, oh, good. You know, and sometimes people think they're getting a little hard of hearing. I used to always say sit or come on, come here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just not listening. Maybe they're deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And that, frankly, doesn't happen as often as people might think. And so a lot of these things that pet owners listeners may think are, you know, they're just getting really old, most likely and could be a cognitive issue.
Mm. So you had said that a lot of dogs are, you've seen with the, once they've started on Nutrix, I mean, these were dogs in some cases where the owners had gotten to the point where they were thinking they were going to have to make an appointment to euthanize their pet. And then they try this product and it actually makes that much of a difference where it can really mentally bring the dogs back to more of a normal function.
You know, I've gotten emails and calls and veterinarians have talked to me live. I've heard these stories from the veterinarians with both their own pet as well as clients. I've heard it from the clients. And, you know, some of the typical things that we've seen is the owners have come in and they've been discussing putting their dog to sleep. And by far, and I'm talking by far, that is the biggest reason for putting pets to sleep is behavior. Mm. And that doesn't even count anything with aggression. It's specifically these type of behaviors. Mm. And so as the practice and people learn about Nutrix, you know, a lot of times it's, well this, you know, what can it hurt? And the sleep pattern, the owners are getting woken up 3-4 times a night, and this goes on for a month. And next thing you know, the sleep owners, they're sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. And frankly, that's not real healthy for anyone. Mm-hmm. And within 7 days, that symptom is gone. And their pet is sleeping through the night, more alert during the day. And, you know, just that one simple thing, mm-hmm. you know, everybody knows a good night's rest is very helpful, and it is. And that does start the cascade in a positive way. I've had a practice recently call, and they were wondering if our product was contraindicated with another medication, and our veterinarians have already advised us that, you know, Dave, this protein is already found in the brain.
Yeah.
And really, the only issues we have with our product is it's flavor based. The rare case, there might be a food allergy issue, but that's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, and by the way, we had a 15-year-old mixed shepherd, and the owners came in to make an appointment for putting their dog to sleep, and they described classic symptoms. And this mm-hmm. poor dog had every symptom:
mm-hmm.
The waking up at the night, the new, the house soiling issues, disorientation. It just seemed not itself at all, and almost staring into space. And then finally, it started a new phobia, which was barking at certain TV programs and just getting very upset at it. And they thought, you know, oh my gosh, my dog's senile, you know, and maybe it's about time. So they tried Nutrix,
mm-hmm.
and they called the practice up in 14 days later, and they said every single symptom was gone, and their dog was back acting like its old self. We've had several reports back of the inappropriate soiling issues being abated in less than a week.
Mm.
And these are very important things. Cognitive dysfunction syndrome, it's important. If pet owners suspect this in their dog, see the veterinarian. Our product is available only through veterinarians. It's important that people understand that there are other health issues that can be involved. You know, a good senior pet wellness program through the practice will address all these things. And a lot of times, people think maybe, well, they've got a kidney issue, and so that's why they're inappropriate soiling, and it's not a cognitive issue. But the experts, the veterinary behaviorists, are encouraging everyone to consider that there can be both the medical, kidney, liver, et cetera, issues, as well as brain issues
mm-hmm.
and cognitive issues.
Now, if somebody goes to their vet and describes these symptoms, what percentage do you think of vets are going to know that it's CDS and are going to know that Nutrix is available?
Ah, I would guess it would be the rare veterinarian that doesn't know. They would pick that up right away, as will the your veterinary technicians are very aware of these senior type of systems. The issue has been that the products that are available don't work real well. And this is why we're so excited about Nutrix, is that it is based upon 40 years worth of massive research. When this was first discovered, this protein, it inspired years worth of research in different brain problems. And because they realized that a proper balance of calcium in the brain cell is crucial.
Well, hold that thought, Dave. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about just about what you were about to talk about, is how does this work and what is it replacing that the body is missing that's causing these symptoms. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Dave Merrick, who's the general manager and co-founder of Quincy Animal Health and Nutrix. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Needs his love and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make the fame. My dog will always come through.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmonds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
My dog as much as I love you.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com and check out all their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. Today, we are talking to Dave Merrick, who's the general manager and co-founder of Quincy Animal Health and his product Nutrix. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you. Great being here.
So we were just talking in the last segment about cognitive dysfunction syndrome, which is kind of like doggy Alzheimer's. And it's, you know, prevalent in senior dogs, and that a lot of the common symptoms are that their sleep pattern changes, they can get stuck in corners, they can develop new phobias, and they can start soiling in the house, whereas they never did before. And you have, so let's talk about, so you have this product, Nutrix, that actually really helps and in some cases saves dogs' lives where they were about to be, you know, put down. Now, first of all, I can't believe that the main, most prevalent reason for euthanasia is behavioral. That surprises me. Yeah. But I work with dog training and behavior. I just can't fathom living with my dog for, you know, years and years and then putting them down because of a behavioral thing. And you said that's not even aggression. It's just behavioral change.
No, and these statistics are brought in front of the veterinarians every 2 years. There are several measurements that they take a look at. And this is why information about behaviors and efforts like yours are so key. And, you know, and especially with your expertise and how important your both your clients and your dogs and your both your human and your pet clients, you know, really understand and getting that good behavior with your pet is such a joy because we, you know, as you know, our dogs love it when we smile and when they do something and they can just sense when we're just happy. And this is some of the things with our senior dogs that these behaviors that could be treated are not. Mm-hmm. And they're dismissed as, well, you know, she's pretty old and she doesn't walk like she used to be. And, you know, and she's just not getting up and playful or enjoying life at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then the other big thing is, you know, the house soiling issues, both, and that's big in cats, as well as when, you know, cats howl at night when they get older. They start getting a little bit disorientated, and, you know, cats do not like to be disorientated.
Yeah. Now, is this product both for dogs and cats?
We have, are in the last portion of the development of the cat product, but it works, the active ingredient is been in the human market for several years with tremendous success.
Mm-hmm.
And it, in fact, this is what we were talking to right before the break was, you know, we stand on the foundations of 40 years worth of research.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Animal Health is a fairly new company.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Bioscience has been around 7-8 years with millions of doses out on the market and very successful. But basically, they know that 40 years ago, the discovery of the calcium-binding protein, apiocorin, was so crucial that, and what it led towards. It led towards this understanding of how important balancing calcium in the brain cell is.
Mm.
And this research, you'll find the calcium balance part of the research in all kinds of brain issues of Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's. There's just textbooks regarding each specific disease and the role of calcium mediation and where it plays.
Mm.
You've got major studies going on right now with seeing significant good results with MS in the humans.
Mm.
They're starting one with autism.
Mm.
And so basically all mammals have this calcium-binding protein. The cell makes it really to keep the balance in, this, in the brain cell correct. And when there's an imbalance, the neurologists kind of describe it as like a radio station that isn't tuned in just right. It's a fuzzy signal. And eventually you get cellular death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depending upon where this is happening in the brain, kind of focuses in on what the disease is because, you know, when they map the brain, ALS and Alzheimer's all happen in a different part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But we know we all go through this. It's just the body, as it ages, starts producing less. It's no different than, you know, how beautiful our skin was when we were little babies. Mm-hmm. And by the time we're 60, 70, it's not quite our baby skin anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a process of aging.
Now, you had found this calcium-binding protein. It was in a squid, wasn't it? And it was in a squid in our neck of the woods here in the Puget Sound area.
It was actually in a jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
And it was in your neck of the woods right there in Puget Sound. And it was a rare form of a jellyfish that was bioluminescent. And, you know, 40 years ago, when the scientists saw them naturally light up, they thought, oh, this would make a great biomarker, because currently, back then, they were using radiation, mm-hmm. and that's not very safe.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, and that was the initial discovery. How does this make it light up? Well, they found out that it was a natural bioluminescence, a natural light coming because of the calcium binding protein. Mm. And of course, that spawned, you know, the importance and all these other things. And it won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for 2008. So if people Google that, you know, Nobel Prize Chemistry 2008, it'll pop up the bioluminescent calcium binding protein.
Now, if this is a natural occurring light. Now, is that because it's essentially conducting electricity, and so that's why it works well in brain cells because of the nervous?
No. And that's that part of it specific to the jellyfish.
Okay.
Because there's more to it that goes on in the jellyfish to make it light up. Although it would be very interesting if you know. If people did, but and even plants, it's an important part of keeping a cell healthy. It's kind of like when they say drink Gatorade or something like that when you're working out because you want to keep those electrolytes balanced in your body.
Right.
That's exactly what's going on. It's part of how a cell keeps itself healthy.
So is it being an electrolyte, is it able to pass charge, though, on a molecular level, or no?
All this does is the cell senses what balance of calcium it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work within regard to the signaling mechanism between two cells. And within its own cell itself. Hmm. So
isn't the body just amazing? I mean, signaling between two. I mean, it's like, okay.
Well, you know, the beautiful example, and in fact, it was beautiful in that people got to understand a little bit about it. But unfortunately, back in the winter, the congresswoman was shot.
Yeah.
And the neurologist got on the TV, and they said, we are keeping her brain as healthy as possible, giving it a chance to rewire.
Mm.
And what they then went on to explain is that when there is damage and loss of function, you still have function. The brain still wants to repeat that function of speech, of walking, of taking the finger and saying, you know, here it is, number, you know, whatever, and all those different other signs that show brain health. And progression. And what they're describing is the brain is finding a new pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And with age and with these dementias, the hypothesis is that the brain cells are dying at a faster rate than it can rewire itself.
Mm.
So what the calcium binding protein in our product does is help keep the brain cells healthy, giving that chance for the brain to find that new pathway.
Yeah,
and that is a good way to look at why these old habits, these old good habits, come back, and dogs will start playing. I have a veterinarian in California, and her old boxer has a brain tumor,
mm-hmm.
and she called up and told me that she said my husband called me on a Saturday morning and said, "Hun, what the heck are you doing to our dog?" And she said, "Why?" And he said, "She's playing the old games that with the kids that she hasn't played for in a year,
mm.
and she's, you know, just doing these old behaviors that she loved.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, she had been on Nutrix for just over a week.
Wow.
And so we know that not just with the classic symptoms, but it can. There is a chance it can aid in the treatment of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we know and that you know, the tumor is a separate issue.
Right.
Yet this veterinarian is so happy that what she sees is the quality of the life of her pet and of her family has increased.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Dave Merrick, General Manager and co-founder of Quincy Animal Health and their product Nutrix. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Dog around makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
For kicking my old dog around. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. Eric, I can't say I approve of that song, Kicking My Dog Around.
It's saying you gotta quit kicking my dog around.
Yeah, well, Eric always finds new dog songs out there.
There's a lot of them.
Yes, there are. Well, we are back talking with Dave Merrick, General Manager and co-founder of Quincy Animal Health and their product Nutrix. Welcome back, Dave.
Hey, thank you.
So we've been talking about cognitive dysfunction syndrome, also known as CDS, and it's like doggy Alzheimer's. So this is something that is actually fairly prevalent in the senior dog community. Now, Dave, what is the median age where people will start to notice? Could it be as early as, you know, 7 or 8, or is it normally more for dogs if they live to be 12, 13, 14? What's kind of the age range?
Well, you know, the rule of thumb is senior at 7, and that covers pretty much all breeds. Your larger breeds, though, like Great Danes, are definitely a senior at 4.
Wow.
And smaller dogs, they're getting senior more in that 9, 10 years of age. And
yeah.
So, but what we've seen is the really tough cases, which is interesting in that we've had some great success, and you see some drastic improvement. But that makes sense. If there's just mild impairment and things like this, to bring them back to their old self isn't such a long road.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people will, all of a sudden it'll occur to them that there are a number of behaviors that suddenly they look, oh, you know, my dog is old. And we have several practices that are implementing this new tricks as a preventative.
Yeah.
For our brain health.
In our conversation, a week or two ago off the air, it sounded to me like because of how many cases that we've got on record and it seems how many dogs that might be having these symptoms and aren't being treated or that it's not being recognized as cognitive dysfunction syndrome, is that this is something similar to like glucosamine chondroitin. Like everybody knows, you know, once your dog starts to get a little bit older, you start them on a joint supplement to help support their joints, and that you don't want to wait until it's really bad to start that, to, you know, support them before they have a problem. And it sounds like this product would be something kind of like that, where once your dog, you know, I have a dachshund who's 8 and, she seems fine mentally still, but I'm thinking I want to get her on this now so that, you know, come 15 years of age, hopefully she lives that long, that she doesn't develop these symptoms.
Yes, and that, you know, the nifty thing is that it's a naturally occurring body and protein, and the body, you know, recognizes it and will use it appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes very strong sense to do this. And you're right, a number of people are doing preventive medicine for joint health.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, the omega fatty acids were still being looked at with a question mark. And
mm-hmm.
now we know that good vitamin E and good antioxidant support through the foods is important.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of your best pet foods will really make a note of that they have a nice antioxidant compound to it.
Mm-hmm.
So as medicine increases, we all are getting to appreciate that it is actually less expensive to prevent some of these things.
Mm. And so, yeah, and so this is, I want to make sure that we give out the information to listeners if they want to go and find out more about this. The website is Nutrix.com, and that's Neutrix, Nutrix.com. And you can find, you know, go to the website and find out more, read some testimonials. Now, and this is something that people should be able to get from their vet. Now, this isn't something that they would necessarily order directly through you. They would kind of go to their vet and talk to their vet about it.
Yes. We don't sell direct. We only sell to licensed veterinarians. And it's not just because my dad's a vet. It's we do value that doctor-patient knowledge. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, along with these symptoms could be other medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our senior pets have just given us a lifelong, their lifelong love, unconditionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really good to go see the veterinarian to get that senior pet wellness checkup. The veterinarians are aware of cognitive issues, and at the same time, I encourage your listeners to be proactive, to talk to the staff and say, you know, we've been noticing these signs, and could it be?
Mm-hmm.
We at Quincy Animal Health have... are nonstop with continuing education in these behavioral issues and where it fits with old dog syndrome.
Well, it seems like that this is an important information for, you know, my community of professionals, people working with dog training and behavior, because, you know, if I had somebody call me, not necessarily go to their vet per se, but maybe would call me and say, you know, my dog is having house training issues and she's 14 years old, you know, what's, you know, and maybe looking at it from a behavioral standpoint to know, I mean, I think it's really important for anybody who's working in behavior to really be educated in, you know, health issues, because oftentimes it can be medical conditions that are causing a behavioral issue. And so, you know, going about it from training and behavior modification isn't going to work because there's something going on in the body.
Right, right. No, that is crucial. And the more the word gets spread, and it is, there is just every day there's an increase in the interest in our senior pets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of us, you know, the baby boomer generation, whose kids are now gone, suddenly, you know, realize how valuable these, and you know, just petting your dog, you know, makes you feel better. So, getting the word out, especially to your profession, is crucial also.
Yeah. And again, the website is Nutrix.com, NEUTRICKS.com. I will post this information and a link to the website on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page. Our website is currently switching hosts. So the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com, where I often post links to guest information and where all of our shows are archived as well on the podcast page. I will be without that site probably for a few days. So I won't be able to post on that, but I will as soon as it's back up. And I will certainly post some links on my Facebook page as well and encourage people to share this with their friends and family who have dogs, even if they're not old yet. Hopefully they will be someday. And this is something important to be aware of. And, you know, like I said, coming from a standpoint of prevention. Now, I wanted to say, too, before we run out of time, I've talked in past shows about Remy, the German Shepherd, who was a candidate to be a service dog in my partner Darcy's company, Healing Allies. And she had a terrible reaction to a rabies vaccine and had a fever of 105 degrees. And we weren't sure if she was going to make it through, and she's very neurologically compromised now as a result. She's survived it, but is clearly just a little bit off still mentally. And so we are trying Nutrix with her, and thank you so much for giving us a bottle of that to try with Remy to see, you know, to help her, like you said, form the new pathways and keep those brain cells strong and hopefully enable them to continue to heal. So I'm really, really interested to see, you know, she's in consistent training now. So we'll really be able to tell if there's a difference in, you know, cognitively that we're able to notice. So thanks so much for providing that. And I'll certainly keep listeners posted too on her progress. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today and, share with us about your product, Nutrix, and also about cognitive dysfunction syndrome in dogs and cats, and look soon for the cat product. And, you know, it's just wonderful work that you're doing, and it's something, like you said, that's already found in the body, so it's, you know, it's really supplementing with something that's missing that would be there naturally. And it's just a great product and great work that you're doing, especially that you're really helping dogs at a time, you know, when they really need it. And in a lot of cases, saving dogs' lives or, you know, enabling them to live longer and in a higher quality of life too. So that's just great. The website again.
Well, Julian, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure. So the website again is Nutrix.com, NEUTRICKS.com. And that's from Quincy Animal Health is the company that produces that. And it helps with senior dogs with cognitive dysfunction syndrome. Again, I will post all of the information on the Dog Talk Show website once that's back up, and I will post it today on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page. Wanted to let everyone know, too, to acknowledge one of our wonderful sponsors, All the Best Pet Care. You can look for on their website, allthebestpetcare.com, and find all of their 9 locations in the area for the highest quality food, treats, and toys. Thanks again, Dave Merrick, and we'll be back next week, Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.